You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com.
Hey everybody, Sean A. Russell, Vegans Explore right now. Look who I ran into. We're connected on Instagram, on socials, following what she's doing, and finally get an opportunity to talk to her live and in person. Kia, the vegan queen, Happy Cow Ambassador, official plug when you want to go to Philly, find out what's going on. How are you doing today?
I'm great.
And I want the people right now to know all about what it is that you're up to, what they can expect when they follow, and definitely follow, go in the notes, follow her right now.
Yeah.
Actually, pause this video, go follow her, look at a couple of her videos, and then come back, and then you'll understand why I'm interviewing her right now. So tell a little bit of people about yourself and let them know who Kia the Vegan Queen is.
So the Vegan Queen is, I have many hats. I'm an educator. I'm a vegan influencer. I'm a walking ambassador. So you're going to see all types of things on my page. I was for Vegan Cuts. I did some stuff for them. I do brand. Any type of brands might hit me up and be like, can you do just a video for us? Restaurants hit me up. Can you try our food? Make a video? I'm like, sure. You know, I'm just all over the place. Mm. But it's fun. My page is everywhere, but it's fun.
I was just having a conversation. I know, do you know the Southern Vegan?
I do.
So I was having a conversation with him last night, and it just kind of like a key unlocked of what this gets to be. And I'm glad I ran into you, because what I'm looking to do is I'm looking to connect with vegan content creators in cities around the country.
Yes.
Find out what you're looking to do, and then figure out how collectively as a community we can come together to make that happen. Because I know what you're looking to do, 100, 1,000 other people are looking to do in their cities. And that's how we support the businesses. That's how we grow. That's how we get the nonprofits what they need. That's how we make sure that these, and I'm sure you experience this in Philly, making sure those oh my God, I think I saw something today about 8 businesses closing in Philly, or maybe it's like 4 or something businesses closing in the last 8 days. Is that a real thing?
I didn't hear about it, but I wouldn't be surprised, because one thing is people might not know about it, or they're not getting enough exposure. So that's why I'm here. You know, I'm going to look into that, because who's closing and why are they closing? And how can we help save them?
Mm.
So that's why I do what I do.
Mm. And I think a big part of it too is these businesses are so in, like, so busy with what they're doing and figuring out how to service the customers and deal with employees not showing up on time or quitting or this, that, and the other. It's like when you tell them they got to do marketing too, it's like that's one more thing. But they don't realize that ultimately is going to make sure that you stay open in the long term. So for you, what are some of the things, and let's switch the energy a little bit, what are some of the exciting things somebody should look out for when they decide to go to Philly or PA or wherever?
Yes, the food. Yes. Oh my, like, don't sleep on Philly. Like, Philly has some really great, even the non-vegan places serve vegan options, and they're great. And I always suggest people go to Happy Cow, and you, whatever area you're in, the restaurant's gonna pop up. Please support these people. Please support these restaurants. It's very important. And they have good food. And if you need help, please DM me. People have DM. No, seriously.
Mm.
They be like, I'm coming to Philly. What should I? I'm telling you. Oh, that's what you mean? I got you. I don't care how busy. Okay, I got you.
So I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Let's shout out some restaurants, some places, people. Yeah, you knew this was coming. Let's shout out. It's like, but people do that to me. It's like, oh, okay. Shout out some restaurants that people should definitely check out when they go to Philly.
I want to say you want to definitely check out Nourish. You want to check out The Now and All the Way Live. And there's some other ones. Oh, The Cheesy Vegan. There's a list. But you put me on the spot, so you know. But, Flat Belly Veg. I follow a lot of people and they follow me. Don't get mad at me. I will push y'all in the comments. Definitely.
And the other thing too, we're creating a directory for Philly. So I definitely will be reaching out to you to make sure I'm not missing anybody. I'll make sure I have you listed on there. So if people want to find out the behind the scenes, like where I should definitely go. I'll have you listed there so they can follow you and a lot of other great things. One thing I want to touch on, because I'm also doing a directory of events. So I'm looking for all the events in the, not even this country, the world.
Okay.
Philly events.
Gotcha.
What should we be looking out for?
Definitely the Philly Vegan Fest with Richard. Definitely. I don't know if y'all miss it, but I was there. I helped market that as well. We usually have about 3 or 4 each year, and they're amazing. And if you watch my page, you'll definitely know because I try to keep up with it. Definitely watch my story. I see people not watching my story. You miss out. But no, seriously, definitely watch my page because I usually try to keep up with it to get people out, to get people, you know, motivated. Come on, let's do this. You know what I mean? So, yes.
So I want to cover all the different aspects of the community. And one that we didn't touch on are nonprofit organizations. Because I feel like the businesses are the backbone. The people are the voice, the eyes, the content creators, voice, eyes, and the ears. And the nonprofit is the heart. They're the people that actually are going out and supporting people who need it the most. So any organizations that come to mind that people should look into?
Mm-hmm. The American Vegan Center is the most important part of Philadelphia. They have so much history. They can tell you way much more. Go check them out.
So any closing remarks that you want to give about yourself, about Philly, about anything regarding vegan movement that people watching this right now, because this is a podcast, by the way. I'm going to be blasting you in our podcast and our YouTube. So people that can find out more about you can latch on to it.
Definitely. Yes. You can check out my YouTube channel. Please DM me. Don't be shy. I've been vegan for 8 years. I love it. If you need help with anything, one of my friends has a vegan app. It's free. And you can put anything in it. If you need recipes, help with anything, in a grocery store, need help, definitely. Yes.
And what's that? What's the name of that app?
It's called the Vegan App.
Oh, that's literally the vegan app.
Yeah, it's legit. Like, and it's free. And if you can't find it, it's actually on my page because I tagged them in it because they were actually in the, they were at a vegan festival I was at in New Jersey. Mm. But he's always at another, you know, so we end up clicking. I click with people, you know.
I was telling you offline that I'm jealous that you live where you are, because it's like not only Philadelphia has an amazing vegan scene from what I'm hearing and from what I'm hearing from you, but it's also you have easy access to Maryland, Delaware, to New York, to all these different places. So the last thing I want to say is, where can people find more info about you?
Oh, they can find more information at Keyz, K-E-Y-Z, 60.
All right, you heard that. Go follow, right? Oh, you already follow because I told you to pause and go and check it out. But if you didn't do that, you didn't follow my directions, go ahead, follow. Actually, send a DM, send a message. Go to her last video that she posted. Say you saw this on Vegans Explore, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Thank you so much.
Thank you.